My name is Autumn Larkins.
And I'm Bavi Sarda, and you're listening to Stereotype Me,
a podcast about defying stereotypes.
This episode,
Carmel Kids. If you work in IT, you're probably Indian.
Cops are fat.
All Asian people are smart.
All girls are over-emotional.
All theater kids are over-emotional, flamboyant, and pretentious.
You're listening to Stereotype Me. More podcasts like this on WHJE.com. Welcome to Carmel High School.
A school filled with rich, entitled white kids and incredibly intelligent Asian kids.
Or is it?
My name is Alec Owens and I'm a junior. I say, yeah, I am a Carmel kid. Defining a Carmel kid, I'd say it's a kid that has been given a lot of opportunities in his life, in his or her life. Living in Carmel, obviously, where we've been ranked number one safest community, and the teachers that go here have obviously given tremendous effort in what they do, and they really care about what they give to the kids. My entire life, I've been given all these different opportunities. I've been given a bunch of different choices in what I want to do and what I'm passionate about, and I've been able to explore my interests because I've been given so many opportunities. A lot of people see Carmel kids as like rich, snobby, annoying, and just ungrateful for everything. And that's not necessarily true whatsoever. There are some people I've met here. I've lived in Carmel my entire life, so I've never really been able to see what life is like outside of Carmel. But from what I've seen, when I've talked to people, there are some people that are going to be like spoiled, and they're going to be ungrateful, and they're just going to be rude to everyone because that's how some people are. But I've also met a lot of people that are nice and genuine and caring and don't take anything for granted and make the best of what they're given. I'm 100% against of the entire, all Carmel kids are spoiled and snobby and just rude to everyone because they think they're better than everyone, when I know for a fact that's not true at all. There are times where I say I am ungrateful and I take a lot of things for granted, but on the other hand, I'm grateful for what I've been given in my life, and I'm sure a lot of other people feel that same exact way that go here. For example, I'll give you an example. My dad, I didn't get a cell phone until I was in eighth grade, and even then it was a flip phone. And I know a lot of kids, their first phone is an iPhone or a smartphone of some kind. And my parents have been always 100% with me, and they taught me fundamentals that I can see now why they taught me it, and I can see why they were so important. That me not getting a cell phone until eighth grade, that helped me be less, like, not take everything for granted and be more optimistic and see that life isn't everything about all these material things that children get. My dad grew up in a small East Coast town, and he was never really given a lot of things. And my mom wasn't even born here. She was born in Croatia in a small village. So she basically lived on a farm. She made everything by hand. She made her own clothes. She got her own food. She had a garden. She did all that. So my parents, through their childhood, they have taught me to not be spoiled and snobby and basically make what I'm given. People just think of Carmel kids as like I said, snobby and rich and annoying, but I also take pride in being a Carmel kid. I also think like living in Carmel and being the Greyhounds it's just amazing, and I'm very proud of being able to say I'm from Carmel, because like we have most national championships, our sports are amazing. And to be able to say, like, I grew up in a city that is just great in sports, I just think that's amazing. My life definitely would be different if I didn't live in Carmel. I would say if I lived in like a in like a poor community or something, I would be grateful for what I've been given, and I would learn to appreciate things in life that aren't material material items.
Okay. Actually, anything you would like to add, or
just that Carmel isn't what people think Carmel is. There is a lot more once you get to know the kids in Carmel before judging them and saying, oh, they're rich and snobby and annoying. It's honestly, like, living in Carmel has been a blessing on me, and the people I've met here have been amazing. I couldn't ask for a better life, honestly.
You have been listening to Stereotype Me. The person you heard in this episode was Alec Owens. He was discussing Carmel Kids and the Carmel Kids stereotype.
If you're looking for more podcasts to listen to, check out whje.com. You can find amazing podcasts such as Melomania or Main Street. This has been Autumn Larkins
and Bavi Sarda.